brain hacking party skills. We humans have a lot of built-in filters. We have tons of stuff that is built in. Even from a pure psychological, philosophical standpoint, it's not clear that we don't have everything built in. There is really no way to prove that we have free will, for example. So far, nobody has effectively answered the nurture versus nature debate. There's some data that points in certain directions, but the answer is far from clear. For example, suppose you went to a seminar taught by a world-famous best-selling author, and the seminar was how to become a best-selling author. Would this even be possible? Not likely. Consider that every year there are millions of books published, some old-school, some self-published. In order to know how to become a best-selling author, you'd need two categories of data. What to do, what not to do. It's very unlikely the best-selling author teaching the seminar would know all the things that he didn't do that would have otherwise stopped his success. Even then, the stuff he did do, how much of that is genetic? How much of that is pure luck? Maybe he was lucky enough to have a fantastic English teacher in high school. Maybe he was lucky enough to have parents that encouraged his dreams. We can't really know any of this stuff for sure. So consider that at the very least, a lot of what we do is out of our control. We don't like this idea. Not one bit. Our egos to compel us to believe it is us and not random luck. But back to the original premise that we have tons of filters built into our brains to help us sort through all the data out there. Filters for money on the street. Filters for snakes slithering across our kitchen floor. Filters for our name spoken in a large crowd. Filters for gorgeous ladies with big boobs we see out of the corners of our eyes. Filters for people who stand out in one way or another. People that are taller than average. People that are prettier than average. People that are more confident than average. People that are funnier than average. People that think differently from others. Lucky for us, there are plenty of hacks in English. And once you learn these hacks, you can sound much more intelligent than others. You can sound a lot funnier than others. This will automatically put you in your own category. A good category. Intelligent, confident, a master of interpersonal relationships, which implies a lot of social success. And that will make you extremely attractive and memorable. To learn how, visit mindpersuasion.com/confusion-generator.